tensions are also mounting between Iraq and its northern neighbor, Turkey. Today, the commander of Turkey's armed forces called for attacks on bases belonging to Kurdish rebels from Turkey who operate in northern Iraq. As NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Istanbul, this is the first time the commander has publicly called for such a cross-border military operation.
In a rare news conference, General Yashar Bayukinit, Turkey's top military commander, called for an offensive in northern Iraq against the camps there that house thousands of rebels from the Turkish-Kurdish separatist movement, the PKK.
There is a need for a military operation against the terrorist organization, the PKK. Would it be helpful? Yes, it would.
Bayukinit said PKK fighters are using safe havens in the rugged mountains of northern Iraq for training and logistics to prepare for battles against security forces in southeastern Turkey. The general said clashes there over the last week killed at least 10 soldiers and left 29 rebels dead, and he predicted the fighting would intensify over the next month. But Bayukinit also made it clear that the final decision on whether to launch an operation into Iraq is up to the Turkish parliament.
Well, he essentially kicked the ball to the politicians.
Bülent Ali Reza is a Turkish expert at the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington. He says the general is using the PKK issue to put pressure on his rival, Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan, and on Erdogan's ruling AK Party ahead of presidential and parliamentary elections.
We're talking about massive international implications of a Turkish move into northern Iraq. But, of course, we're also talking domestic politics because the military has been somewhat unhappy about what it would characterize as a lax attitude on the Kurdish issue on the part of the politicians and particularly perhaps on the part of the ruling AK Party.
Earlier this year, General Bayukinit criticized the Turkish government for planning to hold direct talks with the Iraqi Kurds who rule northern Iraq. Soon after, that diplomatic initiative collapsed. Today, Bayukinit asserted that the Iraqi Kurds are moving towards independence from Baghdad.
We see a loose structure there that is about to break off any time. There isn't a single person from the Iraqi security forces in northern Iraq. When you land there, you're greeted by the Kurdish flag and the Kurdish anthem.
The Turks say an independent Kurdistan in northern Iraq would pose a threat to Turkish national security because it could fuel further separatist sentiment among Turkey's own ethnic Kurds. But analysts say attacking northern Iraq will not solve Turkey's domestic Kurdish problem. Doğan Barış is a Kurdish politician based in a teeming ghetto of Istanbul that's full of impoverished Kurds.
Batman ve İzmir il başkanlar tutuklandı.
He says a Turkish crackdown over the past 2 months has led to the arrest of scores of Kurdish politicians across the country. And he predicts if the Turks attack northern Iraq, PKK rebels could retaliate in places like Istanbul. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Istanbul.